R&D cut is tied up by community pressure. Mike Forster, Chair, Hands Off HRI Campaign, Personal Capacity, and Huddersfield Socialist Party. We are now entering the third year of our vibrant and increasingly militant campaign, launched in 2016 to stop the closure of our R&D and the downgrading of our hospital. These insane plans would result in unnecessary illness and deaths. Ordinary people remain incensed and bewildered that so-called health professionals and senior management can try and pass this off as somehow improving healthcare for our area. However, it has galvanized the most effective community campaign the town has ever seen, sustained by people who have never been active before. The campaign has a high profile in every local area, attending fetes, galas, and festivals with our stalls, merchandise, leaflets, and collection buckets. We hold weekly campaign stalls in Huddersfield, and maintain a sophisticated structure of committees and area groups which have kept up our momentum. Marches to save the R&D have attracted thousands. As well as a legal challenge which will shortly go to judicial review, the whole case has been referred to the Secretary of State for an independent review. This year we are supporting the Day of Action on the NHS on the 3rd of February with a huge protest at Huddersfield Royal Infirmary. Later in February we take our petitions to the Department of Health, and will be meeting Jeremy Corbyn to discuss the campaign. The campaign is pressing all parties, but especially Labour, to commit to a plan which can provide proper public funding for the NHS. We are already mobilising for the 70th anniversary of the NHS demonstration in London on the 7th of July, and will be holding our own birthday party in the town square on the 5th of July. We have resolved that there will be no let-up, or going back, until we have saved the NHS from the privateers, Spivs and Tory and Blairite cutters who are trying to take away the jewel of our welfare state.